From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A San Diego-area woman who has been charged with providing material support and personnel to a terrorist group in Somalia. For member station KPBS, Amitha Sharma tells us the woman is the fourth San Diego resident in 1 month to be indicted for helping al-Shabaab.
The three-count federal indictment accuses Nima Ali Yusuf of conspiring to aid al-Shabaab. The support was given with the knowledge that it would be used to kill people in a foreign country, according to the indictment. The indictment alleges Yusuf sent money and provided people to work under al-Shabaab's direction until September of this year. Yusuf is also charged with making a false statement to the government. Yusuf is believed to be the first local woman charged with helping al-Shabaab. Three San Diego men are also accused of sending money to the terrorist group. For NPR News, I'm Amitha Sharma in San Diego.
Congressman Charles Rangel asked for time to set up a legal defense fund. Then the New York Democrat walked out of his ethics trial as the committee considered the request. House members denied Rangel's request, saying the case has already gone long enough. Rangel, who served 20 terms in office, saying he lacks the money to hire lawyers and pleading for more time.
My reputation, 50 years of public service, has to suffer because this committee has concluded that you must conclude this matter before this Congress ends. And all I'm asking for is time to get counsel.
Rangel faces 13 counts in connection with fundraising and financial conduct that allegedly violated House rules. Committee's chief counsel said there's no dispute over the facts in the case, and he urged the ethics panel to go ahead and render a decision. Retail sales in the U.S. rose more than analysts expected last month. The Commerce Department says they jumped 1.2% in October, propped up by sales of big-ticket purchases such as cars. Danielle Carson reports.
Sales have gone up for four straight months, so retailers have regained some of their footing. Cars, clothing, food, beverages, and gasoline all posted gains. Competition among retailers will be stiff this holiday season. Many retailers have rolled out their promotions and sales signs with an eye to budget-conscious shoppers. Mesirow Financial Chief Economist Diane Swonk.
Sales are the number one issue that's going to determine not only where they shop in brick-and-mortar stores, but whether or not they actually buy online.
Online merchants have been giving brick-and-mortar stores a run for their money for several years. Their sales keep climbing and are expected to reach north of $51 billion this holiday season, with affluent shoppers driving most of that growth. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Something we haven't seen in a while, a merger Monday. Caterpillar announced today will buy Bucyrus International in a deal valued at $7.6 billion. Google is paying an undisclosed amount of money for BlindType, a company that corrects sloppy typing on mobile phones. None of the deals translating to a big day for Wall Street, though. The Dow was up 9 points, the Nasdaq down 4 points. This is NPR. The collapse of a four-story building in New Delhi is being blamed for the deaths of at least 32 people, with dozens of others reported to have been injured. However, officials say many more people are believed to still be trapped under debris after the building, located on the east side of the Indian capital, gave way. In some cases, rescuers who rushed to the scene were using their bare hands to try to dig people out. Officials still aren't clear what caused the collapse, though they say unusually heavy monsoon rains may have weakened the foundation of the decades-old building. California State Supreme Court has ruled that illegal immigrant students are eligible for in-state tuition rates at public colleges and universities. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the justice's ruling was unanimous.
California is one of several states that allow illegal immigrant students who attend 3 years of high school here to pay the same lower tuition rate as legal residents would. A group opposed to illegal immigration challenged the law, saying that it is unfair to U.S. citizens who are not residents and must pay the higher out-of-state tuition rate. A lower court agreed, but the state high court upheld the law. About 25,000 illegal immigrants pay the in-state tuition rate in California. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Number of people falling behind on their credit cards continued to decline in October, continuing what has been a trend, according to statistics posted by five of the six largest credit card companies. Fewer balances were being written off as uncollectible, and more cardholders were keeping current on their payments. Credit card defaults amongst the major credit card companies fell to their lowest levels this year. Only one major card company, Bank of America, reported an uptick in loans it was trying to collect to just over 10% of outstanding balances. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.